Well, currently in our protection of civilian sites, we have 160,000 people residing in our protection of civilian sites. This is the biggest number ever. The numbers have been growing steadily in the last 18 months, but it is reaching a very worrying and concerning stage and level of numbers.
Let us talk about Juba.
In Juba, we have around 30,000 persons who are residing on our POC site on protection of civilian sites in Jebel. The good news, if I may, is that the second round of vaccination against cholera has started last Tuesday and should be completed anytime. The cholera vaccination campaign has reached 95% of the people in the protection of civilian site in Juba, which is a very, very good thing.
Let's move to Bantu. We know the situation there is really difficult, especially after we have now a rainy season.
Well, Bantu is the place of concern. Bantu has been conceived with the new work that have been done in Bantu for something like 85,000 residents. We've reached the stage of over 100,000. What I'm trying to say by that is that despite a relocation, we have moved 52,000 people to higher ground. The conditions are very difficult. People are very packed. We're constantly trying to work to improve conditions as people keep arriving because there are military operations in Unity. We've got right now an average of 250 people arriving every day, which is 1,600 a week in a place which is not meant to welcome so many people. Conditions are difficult in every protection of civilian sites, but they are particularly drastic in Bantu. We are looking at how to decongest the place. It is really an issue, and we're realizing that people do continue streaming into Bantu slowly, but because there is food insecurity, but there is also physical insecurity. And it's very hard to make the difference as to why. Do they come because of military operations or do they come because of food insecurity? They probably come to our protection of civilian sites for both reasons.
Okay, lastly, we can move to Malakal and how you are getting support.
Well, Malakal is also in the midst of military operations, but we don't have such a stream of people coming into Malakal. The main issue in Malakal is that with the city changing hands so many times, the airport has been very damaged. It's been littered by UXOs, which is unexploded ordnance, and it's been littered by landmines, which prevent flights to fly into Malakal. What UNMAS, the United Nations Mine Action Service, has done so far, they've completed the clearing of the airstrip, but they haven't completed the cleaning of the immediate surrounding of the airstrips, which still prevents flights to come in. The only way we can resupply Malakal is through the Mi-8 helicopter, which of course is also a source of worry because an Mi-8 helicopter obviously doesn't have the same capacity as a plane. And we wonder how long, or this will be sustainable, but this will be not an easy task to resupply Malakal, be it for the troops, be it for the police there, be it for the civilian staff, or for the residents of the protection of civilian sites themselves.